A couple of decades back, I heard author and teacher Jack Kornfield suggest a practice of spending one day a week imagining that everyone you encounter is a fully enlightened Buddha who is here to teach you something. I'm going to turn that around and suggest that you realize that you are a Buddha, and not just for one day or a week, but you are a Buddha. Lama Surya Das often says to his students, "I bow to the Buddha in your seat. Don't overlook it." In the Zoom Sangha I attend daily, we often end the sits by bowing to the Buddha in each other. I'm probably not alone in appreciating the tradition, but letting it wash over me. How nice. Now on with my day. What about fully claiming that Buddha within? So many of us think we're not there yet. We have more work to do before fully realizing Buddhahood. We go from teacher to teacher, each telling us we fail to grasp it because it's so easy. But then, maybe there's one more book to read or another 1,000 hours of meditation practice will get us there. I'm not knocking books and meditation. The proverbial God knows I've read shelves of books and meditated for countless hours, but there's no there to get to. Our Buddhahood is already here. I'm reminded of this quotation from Zen philosopher D.T. Suzuki's book, An Introduction to Zen Buddhism. "Understanding which does not understand, that is Buddha." Let's do that again. "Understanding which does not understand, that is Buddha." Of course, you and I are probably not fully realized Buddhas, but we know how to rest in the Buddha within. We know how to rest in our Buddha nature. We know how to rest in our nature of mind. If that describes you, you have awakened, or you are awakening. I hesitate to use the phrase, fake it to make it. It's not faking if it's true. Maybe what I'm suggesting is faking our level of conviction that it is true. What if we stop waiting for a sudden flash of enlightenment and spend at least part of every day fully realizing Buddhahood? Imagine how that would change our world. We'd see a pure land everywhere we look and hear every sound as a mantra. So take a few moments to rest in that state. You've found a comfortable place away from intrusive distractions. If you haven't already, take off your shoes. You're on the floor with your legs crossed or on a chair with your feet on the floor. Your hands are on your thighs or knees. Your spine is relaxed but straightish. You become aware of your breath, of your mind, aware of your awareness. In that pure state, aware of your awareness, letting your thoughts come and go, perhaps you can visualize Buddha Gautama, Buddha Amitabha, whatever deity you're most comfortable with. They're fully realized Buddhas. And they're available. Available for your Buddha natures to join together. You might imagine that Buddha within you. You've absorbed it through the top of your head or through your abdomen, whatever you're comfortable with. And you rest there. You rest in Buddhahood. You rest in awareness. You're in equanimity. Thoughts don't disturb you. The past, the future aren't concerns. You are in this moment. Compassionately. Wisely. In this moment. You feel your connection with all things, your oneness with all things, as a Buddha does, as you do, as you, a Buddha, do. You rest there for as long as you're comfortable, for as long as you have the time to rest in that state. And you don't have to leave it when you get up. Bring it with you. Be aware of it. Own it. It's part of you. It is you.